McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1-800-50-1111. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I'm going to admit that I'm reading this out because I didn't write this. Connor, the producer, did, right? Because this was his personal experience. And he's trying to make it out as if it's my experience. It's never been my experience, right? This is his, right? You've got your groceries together. You've perhaps plucked up more things than you intended to do so, and you waddle across to the checkout, overflowing, only to witness some thoughtless moron ahead of you land down their goods, sparing no space on the till belt, and leaving you in the position of playing Jenga on your person. Finally, some space opens up and you try to balance and prop items onto the belt without the rude patron ahead of you giving you upturned lip look of disdain, leaving you to plant down your own divider to relieve her tensions that your groceries won't become mixed up with theirs. There's always that fear that, by the way, you know, they get charged for yours anyway. But then the next person trundles along behind you without giving it a second thought. You place the divider down as a courtesy. They say thank you, and your faith in humanity is restored. Now, what he's talking about here is supermarket etiquette. Connor believes, in all his wisdom, something as simple as the person in front of him putting the divider down so he doesn't have to do it is good supermarket etiquette. So in other words, once you put your groceries down and the checkout guy or girl is scanning them or whatever, right, that, you know, you should automatically put a divider after yours. The person coming up, you know, trying to hold on the groceries, they shouldn't have to do it. You should do it. And that pisses him off if you don't do that. I know. He's a troubled lad, in fairness. So, anyway, that's one of his. So, if he had his way, he'd make that illegal. Okay? And I suppose there's lots of things that we believe should be illegal, but they're not. They're just people are stupid. So I want to know if there's anything out there that you believe should be illegal. Now, let's make this fun, by the way, right? Nothing too serious, right? Things that should be illegal, but they're not. I remember years ago, there was a fashion thing that girls used to do. They used to have this cone on their head with their hair sticking out of the top of it. Remember the cone? I thought they should have been illegal, as they usually went with hoop earrings. I remember one day, actually, I was standing in something like it hot in Fairview, and there was a girl there with the cone and the hoop earrings. And she was at the, you know, the checkout or whatever it was. And I was in the queue. And she kept looking over. She kept looking over at me. And, you know, and when someone's looking at you, you can't help but look back. You're kind of trying to look away. And then, in the best Dublin accent, she turns around to me and she goes, "Have I got something belonging to you?" And I said, "What?" And she says, "What are you looking at?" And so the first words that came out of my mouth was, "I don't know, I don't study wildlife." So her boyfriend was none too pleased. That's all I'd say. Anyway, what should be illegal and what shouldn't? If you were in charge of making laws, silly laws, what silly laws would you bring in? Things that, you know, just bother you. Margaret, hi.
How are you, Niall? How are you?
Good. I'm good, Margaret.
She sounded like a poodle.
It was nice. "Have I got something belonging to you?"
"What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?" Yeah, so Margaret, what would you make illegal?
Oh, people not indicating.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is illegal anyway, isn't it? You're meant to indicate.
It is illegal. But people don't indicate on roundabouts, and people park on double yellow lines.
I know they do.
Does my head in.
Yeah, yeah.
I said to this fellow one day in a BMW.
It was probably me, wasn't it?
No, well, I don't say no, it wasn't you, no. And I said, "Excuse me, sir. Yeah, you're on double yellow line. Park your car in the car park. And who are you to tell me what to do?" I said, "I'm asking you politely, and I'll only ask you once."
I'll only ask you once. But that's almost like a threat, Margaret. What were you going to do?
Well, it was a threat. So I said, "That's grand. You go on into the shop there now." Says I, "Go on, in you go." "Why, what are you going to do it to me car?" I said, and take the picture of it. And I'm ringing the guards and I'm telling them, I'm standing and I'm not allowing you leave until they arrive.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, no, I don't want anything got to do with the guards. Got back into the car and went around and parked the car in the car park.
And would you have snitched on him?
I would.
Oh, good girl, yeah.
Yeah, it's a narrow little road, Niall.
I know. I'm not giving out. I'm just saying you would have snitched on him. You would have called the guards.
I would have called the guards. Yeah. I would have. Yeah. And I've no problem in doing that.
Yeah.
If you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. Simple as that.
Yeah. Okay.
I know people will say, well, that's not the topic. But, I mean, you could do another
thing. Do a whole show about that. Thing. Yeah. But it annoys you. But it drives you mad. Know? Drives you mad.
It drives me Gassy.
Yeah,
I just don't get it with people.
I'm going to bring in a law to stop politicians telling lies. That's a good one, wouldn't it be?
Well, it would, because I tell you,
they'd be all in jail.
I had you in one ear, and then I was looking at Prime Time, and according to Dara O'Brien, a social housing in Ireland now, you can buy it for 166 grand.
Where is he buying it?
Oh,
they can build social houses for 166,000.
Oh, well, he said some of them are built and have been given out already.
At 166,000?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
And Owen O'Brien said, where, Mr. O'Brien, where exactly are these houses? Oh, in Lusk, he said. And he said, down in Mortford, and he named another place. And he said, lying. You're nothing but lying. That's all you're doing.
Don't get me wrong. I know Waterford would be certainly cheaper than Dublin or even Lusk for that matter, right? But I still don't see you buying a three-bed house for 166,000. Unless it was a dog box.
You wouldn't buy a house in Lusk for 166,000.
Now, Lusk is as dear as Dublin now. Yeah. Huh? Lusk is about 350,000, 400,000 for a house now.
Oh, would be, yeah. And there's new houses going up, being built at the moment. Two different housing estates.
Mm.
And they're all going to be close to 400 grand.
Yeah, 166,000.
Well, I don't know what plan. And he said, that's all right for you, Mr. O'Brien, he said. Because he said, the cheapest house in Malahide, he said, with the new housing estate, was close to a million.
Yeah. Oh, well, Malahide is a different kettle of fish altogether now.
Oh, but it shouldn't be. And I see there, too, that they were to build apartments up in Holt, and Paul Pernalla refused planning permission for them.
Yeah, there was objections to the planning, wasn't there?
Yeah.
From the locals, I believe. Well, stay there, Margaret, just for a second. Let me go to Steve. Steve, bring in laws. Okay, I've got about 15 minutes on this. Okay, funny.
Okay, I'm going to make it fun, because what I'll say is, Margaret, you know how to read a room.
Leave Margaret alone.
What I would do is I would ban makeup completely. Not just to save the precious monkeys, you know, who we test the makeup on, but for the women. You know, all these guys who go to bed with these fabulous-looking women, and the following morning, you know, half their face is on the pillow, and they wake up beside a minger that they have never met before. Like, women are constantly lying to us about how they look. I'll just slip myself into this skinny little outfit that's holding in the torrent of flab that is going to be released as soon as she gets naked. Women are complete liars.
So you ban makeup?
Have you a problem with somebody that has a little bit of flab, do you?
Well, yeah. I have a problem if you think, you know, that it's this beautiful, slender, blonde hair, you know, contoured cheek.
Blonde hair.
And the following day, you wake up beside, you know, Free Willy. And, you know, it's just not...
Free Willy.
just not what you expected.
You've a mind of a sir.
I don't wear makeup,
so I'm all right. I don't wear makeup. I'm just not...
And if you don't, that's absolutely... genuinely, just want us to picture a world where there is no makeup.
Oh.
Like, how scary looking what
but,
the new
But some women be. Some women are naturally attractive and beautiful.
Very few, Niall.
There are a lot of nice-looking ladies.
Okay, right, okay, Niall. Name one that doesn't wear makeup that's naturally good-looking.
My wife.
Niall, don't, outside of your wife, because you have to say that just in case she's listening. Come on, no, come on, name one woman.
I don't be looking with that idea in my head, because, and here's the thing, when I'm out somewhere, 99% of women are wearing makeup. So
exactly. Yeah. So the point is, we think that they're all out and they're good looking, but they're not. They're all mingers, Niall, because you see them on these TikTok videos. I've only gone into TikTok lately. And there's chicks there who are painting their face for a half an hour, 45 minutes. And before they look like the back end of a bus, and you're going, ah, there's no way makeup could make you look skinny, not a hope. And all of a sudden they're gorgeous. And you're like, what in the name of Jesus trickery or witchery is this? Because it's just, and lads are getting tricky.
I've seen those TikTok videos, but I'm convinced it's not the same person.
It mustn't be. I mean, it mustn't be.
Yeah.
Because it goes from a real minger to like...
From like a woman who looks about 70 to somebody looking 27. You know what I mean?
Somebody who looks about 70 stone going to about 7 stone. Yeah, I'm
convinced it's trickery. I'm convinced they're edited. They're not real. I'm convinced they're different people. It's their daughter or something.
What I would also do, Niall, is I would bring in classes for women on how to do mechanics on cars.
All right, okay. Make it illegal for women not to know.
It would be obligatory. So they would have to, before they start driving, learn a ton about cars. I'm not talking about the NCT type
and yeah, what, changing the wheel and checking the oil?
Prove that you can do it all, because, my God, when was the last time a woman that you know, again, went and fixed their own problem on a car?
Okay, hold on for a second, Steve. Let me go to Sean and Derianna be with you in a second. Sean, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall? How are you?
Steve would make makeup illegal.
Yeah, you see, here's the thing, Niall.
Yeah.
What I would make illegal is Steve being an asshole on the Niall Boylan show and being a condescending prick to everybody. Being a condescending prick to everybody and being so insecure about himself that he has to put everybody else down. And calling women out and calling myself out.
I love you too, Sean.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Steve. You're the most... You're just a joke. But come here, say this now.
You're not going to call me an idiot.
You are an idiot. And you'll always be an idiot. Now, do you know what the thing is, Noel?
Go on, Sean.
Getting back to the subject.
Yeah, if you could. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, what Steve said about why would you have to know about a car, about the mechanics of the car? All you have to put.
I don't disagree with him. Anybody who owns a car should be able to change
a
wheel.
I'm not disagreeing with him, but you don't need to be a mechanic to put oil and water into a car
and put a rear wheel
into the tires.
Say that to a woman.
Would you just go to sleep here, Steve?
When was the last time you seen a woman putting somebody else down?
Steve, I'm gonna be honest. You know, quit the sexism there. You know what I mean? I know a lot of lads who don't even know where the spare wheel is.
Hold on a second, Niall. I've seen lads on the cars draining the oil from the sump. When have you ever seen a woman do that?
And why do they need to? When they have some arsehole to do it for 60 euros.
Will you give it over now and stop messing with them?
Okay, listen to two of you. Sean, what did you come on to actually talk about? What did you want to make illegal?
I tell you what I'd like to make illegal. Now, I've done this, and it was the Circle K up in Rathfarnham. I seen a guy there. Now, he shouldn't have done what he done. He parked into the disabled zone, and a poker pulled up. And I seen what he was doing. He was getting the clamp on there. I mean, he was fucking going for it. And I was parked right beside him. Because there was nowhere else to park, you know. It was full.
Yeah.
And he was getting the clamp out of the van, and I stood out of the car. And I went with your guy, and he was going around all the wheels. Now, I know, again, I'm going to say it, Niall. He shouldn't have parked in the disabled zone.
No, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have.
But I went around with the clamper. Well, blocking him from every wheel in that car, and the guy came out and he got into that car, he seen what it was doing, and he reversed the car and he parked over. I says, you should have just left it at the petrol pump. He says, I don't know what you were at. He said, no, I know. He says, thanks very, very much. He says, I said, no, you're okay. And a poker got back into the van and he was giving me the fingers and what have you not.
A poker? But what's a poker? Oh, the guy, the company.
That's them guys that clamp you, no matter where you are or what you do in the city or around the city. But you know, look, I wouldn't make it illegal, but I've seen it there, even what they do out at Dublin Airport. you know, even on, you know, if you're out 5 minutes, they're clamping you, you know. So I'd make it illegal for actually, you know, to clamp somebody.
I don't fit, now, if somebody's parked in a disabled spot, I don't feed a huge amount of sympathy.
Let that go, but what they're doing, Niall, all around the city, if you're gone 5 minutes, literally, seven minutes, you're gone, you know, and that's illegal in itself.
Yeah.
You should give them at least, I'd say 15 minutes, 20 minutes grace, you know.
A little bit of a tip for people, by the way, probably shouldn't tell you this, but if you are illegally parking and you're only going to be a minute, don't park close to the footpath. If you park with your car, if your car is about a foot away from the footpath, they can't clamp you legally.
Oh, I never knew that either.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Or if it's a wide enough road and you're double parked, you need to get into the shops, which you shouldn't do, by the way. They can't. They also can't clamp you. Yeah, sorry, Steve.
Look, what was it? What was one of the conditions that you said for this conversation this evening?
Make it
lighthearted,
fun.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, make it fun.
Yeah, make it fun. Yeah. So far, I don't think we've covered that now.
No,
because you're an idiot, Steve. That's why. That's why. It can never be fun when Steve's around.
I'm getting that put on a t-shirt.
You're Steve, an idiot.
Can I ask you this? Your wife must hate you. Honestly.
Why are you talking about wife?
He hasn't got a wife.
You moron.
Mother of God. Imagine waking up to side you in the morning. Oh, you're not allowed makeup. Makeup, mother of God. Yes. Have you nothing good to say, Steve? No.
Let me handle this.
I don't have time for this. I have an intelligent caller waiting to come on.
Oh, wait, Niall. Again, what I'll
come
say
on,
is,
Steve, hold you read, up. On,
Sean, read the fucking room. It's supposed to be having fun and a joke. And
you'll
make up, guess
Steve,
what? It's
giving
a joke.
Out girls you
and
your clan. What if they want to wear makeup because they don't feel great enough to wear makeup, you fucking idiots. You're an idiot.
Oh,
wait, just hold on for a second, both of you, for a second. I have an intelligent caller to go to. Neve, hi, how are you?
Oh, are you coming to the intelligent caller after me?
No, it was you, Neve, I was talking about.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, let Sean and Steve just bash it out between the two of them there. I don't know. But, well, actually, it's Sean really tonight. He's the angry one for some reason. I have no idea.
Yeah, I must be in a minority. I like Steve.
Yeah, yeah, he's not the worst. Yeah, Sean thinks he's an idiot. Yeah,
he's berating girls for wearing makeup. How is he a good guy?
Oh, Jesus,
joking.
He's not really.
Yeah, if you know what, if you listen to him long enough, you realise that Steve spends most of the conversation with his tongue in his cheek.
Yeah, he does.
But if a girl wants to wear makeup, she should be allowed to wear makeup.
Okay. Neve, can we just get to what you want to ban? What do you want to make illegal, Neve?
You know people who think that everyone on the bus or the train wants to listen to their TikToks?
Oh, yeah.
Put in your effing earbuds, please. They were created by some very clever person to stop the rest of us having to listen to you. Listen to that Jerusalem dance on repeat for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus, that Jerusalem dance. Oh, stop.
Or whatever it is you're listening to.
Yeah.
Or... it's probably Steve on the bus. Is it gone, Steve? It's you listening to the makeup tutorials, isn't it?
Niall.
Yeah, Steve listening to makeup
tutorials.
Can I just
tutorials. Say this to you, and Steve and everybody else, my Sunday dinner's ready, so I have to go.
Coward.
His roast beef dinner.
you remember why I'm calling him a coward, don't you, Niall?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah,
Steve
I do.
Steve is going to save the world tonight. He's going to put on his Batman suit. And he's going to save everybody. He's in Gotham City tonight.
Okay, you go off and have your dinner there, Sean. Steve, what Neve said, it's probably you with your TikTok, you know, sitting on the bus.
I wear headphones. I have the big, massive production headphones. You know, the nice... the ones that you would wear in your studio, Niall. I have them fancy.
I don't... Yeah, that should be illegal too, by the way, can I point out?
Boy, it's great sound.
No, people who walk around with big headphones.
You look like blue bottles.
Yeah.
Oh, you look stupid. I understand that. I see people coming towards the road, coming towards me on the road, and I'm going, you look like a moron. But that's how I look. I don't mind. It's fine.
Get yourself a nice little pair of earbuds or something. You know what I mean?
No, I'll sacrifice how I look for the comfort.
Right.
Do you find earbuds fall out a lot?
Yeah, I wear both so as I can hear Connor outside. I have a set of earbuds under the headphones.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so he talks to me through the earbuds and I have the headphones on over them. So I have two sets of sounds coming into my ears. all
day. So tell me, Niall, how's your man Connor getting on? Tell us all his secrets.
He's not the worst now. There was a picture of him today in an article on Radio Today. And I suppose it kind of makes him out to be quite an attractive looking lad. But in real life,
he's ugly. Without his makeup, he's terrible.
Sorry, Connor. Do apologize.
You do know that me and Steve are going straight to look at that picture now.
If you go online on Radio Today, which is a radio industry website, there's a picture of him there, and it's all about him taking over the show as producer of the show. Connor, when was that picture taken? Was that like your confirmation or something? Was it her?
That was actually taken as part of a photo shoot that I did. I was doing this TV presenting course.
All right.
They had us posing to do a few press shots.
What was that, 1990?
What year?
That was last summer, Niall.
Was it? Okay. All right. Sorry, Connor.
Do you see how you just tied us right back into the last topic?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the begrudgery.
Yeah,
it was actually last
younger,
week, Niall.
Younger,
with you has aged
Beckham.
Me terribly.
Sorry, Connor. What did you say?
The photo was taken last week, but working with you has aged me terribly already.
So, Niamh, you had banned TikTok and YouTube and that kind of stuff on public transport. Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, actually, stay there, and Steve as well. Stay there for a second.
No, sugar-free beans, not Steve.
I know, sugar-free beans. Derrianne, hi, how are you doing? And people who do Coronation Street spoilers. Derrianne, hi.
Hi, Niall. One question.
Yeah.
Why do you always leave me to
I didn't.
The last call?
I didn't. I was going to come on to you there. Oh, not come on to you, but that sounds wrong.
You do.
No, you hung up. You just disappeared off the line when I was going to go to you before I came to Sean.
Niall, you do it, and you do it on the podcast. And
I've heard him doing it, right?
Jeez. Steve, you're only making up to store shit, Steve. Don't be like that.
Hold on. Can I talk?
Poor Derrianne.
Yeah, go on, Derrianne. Go on.
Now, Niall, come on. I go back 100 years on your talk show.
Derrianne, I was coming to you there a couple of minutes ago, but you were gone off the line and he had to ring you back.
No, the line dropped.
That wasn't my fault.
But anyway, I didn't know that, did I?
No.
Anyway, I Steve wants to make it fun. I'm sorry I can't because my little dog is not well and I have a few days with her. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Anyway, what I absolutely think the law should be, not they've brought the laws in but they're not activating them, is the e-scooters.
Oh,
and there's
yeah.
been too many young people killed on them. Mm. And I had one come out pull in front of me who I nearly knocked down one evening, and I saw one earlier today and he went right through the red lights when the traffic was moving.
But I can tell you now, they're never going to make them illegal. So you can rule that one out, Derrianne, because...
Why?
Because the Green Party love them. Because they're electric and they don't use fossil fuels, that's why.
Yeah, well, the Green Party should shame on them for not insisting that the people that use them wear helmets and, you know, vis-a-vis, whatever you call them, highlight jackets.
Mm. High-vis jackets, and, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you want to make them illegal. Is there anything else you'd like to make illegal? Talk show hosts coming to callers at the end of the show.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah. Niamh, have I ever come to you at the end? I have, I think, probably, yeah.
No.
I usually get that. You've 2 minutes.
You've 2 minutes. Yeah,
I've got that a few times.
Yeah.
No, Steve has been on for an hour.
No, he has.
At the time. Yes, he has.
Well, on different topics.
Oh, at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Because I'm amazing and people love me.
No, that's not the reason you're on. You're on because you annoy people. That's usually why you're on for an hour.
Thanks very much for letting the cat out of the bag there, Niall.
We just leave you on because you're good at annoying people.
I suppose I'm unemployed now. Everybody knows our secret.
Yeah.
I'm just a shit store.
You know, you're just a professional annoyance, or as Sean called you, an idiot. So that's why you tend to last longer. Whereas Derrianne and Eve are nice people, so they tend not to last as long. Nice people don't last long.
But Niall, can I say something?
Yes, Derrianne, you can.
Cormac, Tina, and Alan, and I can't remember the other lady's name, were incredible tonight.
Yes, they were lovely.
No, they were. No, and rightly so for you, was said to you.
No, they didn't.
No, and I mean that.
Yeah, no, they're very pleasant.
And I know you want us to be laughing and jolly hocks and all the rest, but that was a very poignant show. Mm. And fair dues to them, and fair dues to you.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we can all make a difference in this world, can't we? Every one of us makes a difference and leaves a little footprint.
Oh, Niamh, my Lord.
Niamh's footprint in this world is that, you know, she had a row with her husband over beans that weren't sugar-free. Steve's footprint in this world is just being Steve, I suppose.
Mm.
You know, and Derianne, you have your little footprint in this world as well as being a saviour sometimes.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm a bit down because of my little...
Oh, well, I hope I was going to say I hope your dog is better, but it doesn't sound like your dog is better.
No,
no,
I don't think so. No, over a few days, but look, it's all fine and good.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry, Jackie. Just before I go, see, Derianne, you're not the last one. Jackie,
good.
Hi. Jackie, hi.
Hiya.
Hey, Jackie.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, Jackie.
Grand.
What do you want to say?
Okay, what annoys me is when you're in Dunes or anywhere and you put your shopping up on the belt and... Yeah, and you see it all going down. Another person behind you, they put theirs on and they're edging down and down and down as, you know, you're at the...
Oh, yeah, they're getting too close, like invading your space, like...
Very, because then you have to, when you have your bags packed, they're standing in front of you.
Yeah.
So you have to back them up.
Yeah. No,
so that you can pay for your stuff and they're looking at you as much as say, what are you doing? That really annoys me.
You're like Connor. So, you believe there should be more supermarket etiquette.
Oh, yeah. So what I did was, what I do now is when I put all my stuff on the belt, I get in front of me trolley and back me trolley.
Oh,
to the point where they can't
come close to you. Very good. Very good. That's a good idea. I like that. That's a good plan. Move the trolley. Yeah, get onto the other side of the trolley so they can't get close to you. And they can't even put stuff close to you. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so annoying.
Yeah, or you know what's even more annoying? When you're in some of the shops that have you know the area where they slide your stuff past the scanner and you have to try and put it into the bags, right? Where they only have a smaller area, usually like Aldi or Lidl, where it's quite small. And they're doing it too quickly and you can't get the stuff in the bags quick enough and you're trying desperately to keep up with them. Because some of them are...
That's a panic attack.
You do end up having a bit of a panic attack. Niamh, are you good at packing the stuff? I'm normally a good packer, Niamh.
No, not in Aldi and Lidl. You start off great. You start off keeping up with them and then you just give up. You think, here.
And you know what? You know what's really annoying? What's annoying is they take the soft stuff like the tomatoes and the eggs and the donuts... And they do all that first, and then they start getting the harder stuff like the frozen food. And you're going, could you not? And you're kind of trying to leave the soft stuff to the side so you can put it on the top of the bag. But they don't pick it in the right order or scan it in the right order. It's so frustrating. I'm getting really annoyed even thinking about it, Jackie.
Yeah, me too. I have to wait.
And then
yeah.
You're halfway through, and then they say, cash your card. And you say, I don't know. I'm still concentrating on what I'm doing here. Stop asking me questions.
You're looking at the other person, how close they are to you. Like, I mean, go away.
Yeah, I'm like Jackie. I'm with Jackie on this one. Everybody needs to do this method. Jackie's method is good. Get the trolley,
back
push
up.
It. Yeah, put the trolley to the other side. Yeah. Yes, Derianne.
Take control.
No, is that kind of not like what you were saying? You know, the book that you talked about in your podcast, is that not kind of saying that we are a nation of begrudgers and, do you know what I mean?
Moaners. We're a nation of moaners. We moan. We give out.
Against one another.
Yeah, but here, I don't mind to some degree because that keeps me in a job.
Well, that's fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
Because if you didn't moan, you wouldn't be coming on, like, you know what I mean?
Well, fair enough, I take that on board,
Oh, by the way, just before, Derianne, Jackie, thank you very much indeed. Before I go as well, Niamh, can I just mention, Niamh, don't tell me any more of the storyline. Well, actually, no, I seen last night, so I'm okay. But I think you were right about Kit.
I am right, aren't I?
Yeah.
Not only am I right about Kit, but if you've seen last night's episode... Watch that guy that Dee Dee went to see, that ex-boss of Joel's.
Yeah.
First of all, he's never heard of GDPR because he sang like a fucking canary to some stranger.
Yeah.
And second of all, he went straight on the phone to somebody and said, we have a problem. You said, nah, it's not a ring. I'm telling you, it's a ring.
You think it's a pedo ring?
Yeah, they've been trafficking because they glossed over that storyline with your one, the Romanian girl.
Yeah, that he sent off, the one that he sent off.
No, the girl that had the affair with Tyrone.
Oh, you reckon that's part of it?
Yes, she was the first. She was brought over and she worked in a nail salon and she was friendly with your one, the ex. Well, she's not an ex-prostitute, she's still a prostitute, the one who's used to be with Daniel.
Yes, that's right, yeah, I remember that.
So I reckon she's the madam, and your man Nathan is involved, and Kit and Joel and the other fella.
Yeah, the solicitor's Nathan, office.
The guy that's in prison. And the guy, and I think the solicitor, I think they're all part of it.
Right, okay.
And it's a shame, because Kit is a very good-looking man, and it's a shame that we have to lose him now.
Yeah, but he's a nasty little shit, isn't he? Well, not little, he's quite tall. He's nasty.
He's very tall. Horrible, the way he's treated Bernie and everything. He's a little shite.
Anyway, thanks for the update there, Nate. For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Coronation Street. Well, there you go.
I just spoiled it for everybody.
Yeah, well, you haven't spoiled it for me because I'm up to date. I'm up to speed.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
I normally keep two for the weekend, but no, I'm up to speed this week. You know what I mean? It's getting interesting.
What do you reckon about, well, the whole Leanne storyline is bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
That needs to stop.
Institute. It's getting a bit silly now at this stage, isn't it?
Your man Rowan
is the most irritating twat you could ever come across. You just want to punch him.
If she downloads anymore, she's going to catch herself a computer virus.
Yeah,
and that'll be the end of it.
The funniest part is we're going for a malware session. And I go... Malware.
They had your one blindfolded in the room like
Connor
Lambs.
I know. Listen, I better go here. I have a guest to go to after the break. Thank you, Niamh. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks. We'll do it. We might do a once a week update on Coronation Street with Niamh because she's the expert when it comes to Coronation Street.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.